What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Farmington Hills, Michigan at Take a Chance Records. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
This is the Take a Chance podcast. How we feeling tonight, Nate?
Feeling good. Last one on the night.
Going to run like 2-6.
We have been running today.
Yeah.
Well, today we have four special guests. We were talking before the episode started rolling. I'm really excited for this one. I'm not going to lie.
It's going to
be fun. Seem like good people. It's my first time meeting you guys. This is the Pheno Mob.
Yeah.
If you guys want to go around, introduce yourselves. Where you from? You know, what were you doing as a kid growing up? Sports? You know, whatever.
For sure. It's Machiavelli Bambino, north side of the Yak. Growing up, played sports like a regular kid. Did bad shit like a regular kid. Listened to hella 90s and 2000s music. My favorite artist is Tupac, and shit, I'm the Kobe-E-O of this shit.
Grab that marijuana.
Yeah, just switch real quick.
So my name is Pheno Corey, FINO_CORY, and you can find us all at FINOMOBB, and that's everywhere. So when you search that, you're going to find all of us there, but... I go by Chief Pontiac right now. That's my alias, and that's basically what I'm pushing, just to start a conversation about indigenous culture, and we just trying to push our heritage because it's not frowned upon, but it's not really spotlighted. So we trying to make sure with our movement and how we push our music that we also bring them questions like how, why, when, and where.
Yeah.
So, shout out to the mob.
I feel you.
Splash. It's your boy Wavy 15, man. You know what I'm saying? The coolest out the bunch. Feel me? From Pontiac, Michigan. You know what I'm saying? I grew up playing all the sports. Football, wrestling, baseball. I should have stuck with that, too. That's where the bread at. You feel me?
Baseball?
Man. It's crazy. But it's boring as shit, though. But
I love baseball.
Man, I'm telling you, man, it's fun, but look, you get some good pitchers and some bad hitters. It's a long game. But, you know, shit, I ain't gonna lie. You know, I just get in where I kind of fit in, you know. Yeah. I ain't never really had a set scene, you know what I'm saying? Started rapping because of the homies I'm with right now. I ain't really a super... like music head or super like, I'm chilling. I'm the coolest out the bunch, you feel me? Tap in.
Yeah, good shit. I'm Rizzy Vision. I'm like, I guess you would consider me the OG, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I consider myself to the camp, like the nip hustle of the camp, you know what I'm saying? To everybody really around me. You know what I'm saying? I always get that motivational speech, that inspirational. I'm always trying to be the example, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I come from the north side of the Yak, you know what I'm saying? These are my families, you know what I'm saying? All these, anybody you see us with, we basically family. That's how we hold it down. That's how we connect, you know? That's why we the mob. We mob deep, you know what I'm saying? And that's how we ride and shit. But basically, yeah, just a good dude, a lyricist when it comes to music, a father, a hustler, you know what I'm saying? Basically, in all in one word, heck, just higher consciousness, you know what I'm saying? And trying to elevate.
Hell yeah, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
So before we started filming, we learned that they are all actually related.
Yep.
Can we get a rundown of like who's related, how, or you know, like who, you know what I'm saying?
We brothers.
Okay.
I am nobody's family.
Okay.
I am a friend.
All right. For sure.
He's our cousin's baby
that's,
father.
That's how I met up.
Okay.
That's our little cousin's dad.
Okay.
So through our little cousin.
So through the fam, through the fam. All right. For sure.
Homie, bro.
And this is our older cousin,
Rizzy.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, I kind of want to just ask, or actually, how old are you guys?
No, I'm 31.
31?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm 30.
Okay.
I'm 28.
And I'm 36.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I wanted to ask, though, like, because I think you hit me up back in November. Yeah. How did you find Take a Chance, first of all? or the podcast. I don't know if it was the studio or the podcast, but you reached out to us sometime in November. So
yeah,
I was really curious to how you found us.
So, like any indie artist, we're looking for all the exposure we can get. And I have a team. We all are a team. So we all looking for every chance we get. And that's like our bond to each other. We all looking for the next opportunity for everybody else to shine. And basically off that vibe, I went on Instagram and I just searched podcast, and I made a tag in Michigan. So I started going through every podcast in Michigan, sit, listen to a couple of them. Oh yeah, that's close. I think I can make that. I think it'd be a cool vibe. And y'all just came across. I was like, bet. I listened to a couple of y'all's, hit y'all up. Once you hit me back, I'm like, bet. And we can just continue
to lock in.
Rock.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that even though, because we were supposed to bend do this, and my car had failed, so I wanted to make sure I kept that connection, because I did dig how y'all did it. I felt like it was super official. I feel like it's definitely what the team needed right now.
Appreciate that.
Leading into the summer.
Hell appreciate that. I'm glad that we like stuck out to y'all, like or stuck out to you at least, and we were worth a DM.
Yeah, definitely
for that, man.
When did you guys like start making music as either a collective or just individually? Like, did someone inspire someone else to make music? I think you touched on that a little bit. You said I'm only rapping because like I was around it, right?
Yeah, I was chilling, you know, smoking, having a session, freestyling. The homie told me, I think it's time you stop rapping for free, man, and just come on to the Warriors, man, and just join the team.
So I'm just Kevin like, Durant.
Homie said, hey.
Same man.
When'd you start making music?
I started dilly-dallying with the weed and the rapping when I was about to get out of high school. I first recorded when I was in Korea, when I was served for the military.
Oh, shit. Thanks for your service, bro. Wow. That's awesome.
Yep. That's crazy.
Yep, the song is still on YouTube, too. Polos and J's, and it's just like a saxophone. That's the logo. That was the rise there. But yeah, that's when I started. Came home when my contract was over, and then got bro to get on it, and then he could tell you how he made his way into it.
Go ahead, Rizzy. It's on Rizzy. Yeah, basically, like I said, I'm 36 years old. I've been rapping since shit. I think it was eighth grade, since, you know what I'm saying, since eighth grade. And then I really got into it about ninth, 10th grade, for real. And I just always been cold, like Jada and Jay-Z and Fab with the bars, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they consider me as like a lyricist, so I'm just trying to work on my talent, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't seen my cousins in a while. My cousins, when I linked back up with them, with the mob, they already had the mob going. They had gave me like a Wiz Khalifa vibe. I was doing my little, you know, raps here and there, but like I said, I was in father mode, you know what I'm saying? I got my oldest son, he just turned 10, you know what I'm saying? He had his birthday party today, so, you know what I'm
happy
saying?
Birthday. Happy birthday. 10.
Happy birthday, Bubba. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Happy birthday, Bubba.
But, so yeah, now that my kid's situated, I got two of them. Now that they situated, you know, it was like divine timing. Like I say, everything move on, you know what I'm saying? Divine timing. And I had ran back into my cousins and they like, yeah, you rap, you know what I'm saying? Fino Corey, he was telling me like, you know what I'm saying? Come on, it's time to push it then. You know what I'm saying? I had other artists around me that was getting signed, you know what I'm saying, that I grew up with. So it was just like everything was just falling right into place. So last year I dropped my first video on Father's Day. Pocket watching on YouTube, Rizzy Vision 23. You know what I'm saying? Me and Fee and B got, we all got stuff that's unreleased yet. You know what I'm saying? So y'all be looking out for that. You know what I'm saying? We coming hard this year. You know what I'm saying? We really stepping on the scene this year. We really gonna push. You know what I'm saying? We've been pushing. They've been pushing. Like I said, when I ran back at the Fee Court, he was telling me, you know, he was giving me, I've seen a couple shows, he was giving me Wiz Khalifa and, you know, them type of vibes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was loving it, man. I'm like, yeah.
We definitely like to keep it cool.
It's in the, you know what I'm saying?
It's in the family blood, for sure.
But
that was around like maybe 2022 where we linked back up with Cuz. But I started really jumping into rap right, basically right after I got out. I did some time. When I got out, bro, while I was locked up, we already, he had put the plan together to make the mob. And when I got out, we basically had a big meeting the day I got out on some mafia shit. Everybody sat down at the table, live blunts. After we got done talking business, we had a big ass party afterwards. So it's pretty smooth. That's really how I got started, but we didn't release our first track till 2019.
Okay. So for the people that don't know, I mean, especially me, I'll say, like, I'm not too tapped into your guys' catalog. I didn't know there was all you guys were pulling out. I literally just thought it was you. So for people watching that, you know, may just be getting hip to you, what are, like, some of your favorite songs that you guys have dropped so that they can go tap into? All
right. First, I want to say there's more of us. Like, Wu-Tang is always more. Like, so
it's always at least four of us.
Yeah, so okay. Four or more we at every performance. But you know, when that feed come, we get the whole Wu-Tang together how they did. But my favorite songs, should we want to say our favorite songs by each other, or you want to just say our favorite songs?
I think just like each your own, like, you know.
All right, it's Funeral Corey, and my favorite song and my song for you to check out to learn about me is Big Dog, Don't Play With Me, and Miss Griselda.
All right. Machiavelli here. on my tape, Don Machiavelli, Left 4 Dead, Volume 1. I would say Gold. Took a little break. And Confessions. Oh, dang. I got one more.
Go ahead.
Okay. And Back on my bully. I don't know why it took me so long to take it up.
Yeah, for me,
blame it on the weed.
You up? My favorite songs by me gonna be WrestleMania.
Oh, I fuck with you for that.
Yeah, that got a song named WrestleMania.
Bro, every episode that we've had today, we've talked about wrestling at some point.
Yeah.
That's part of all of our childhood.
Oh, I got a song named Heat with my boy King Skunk. It's fire. Wow. Shout out my boy Skunk and Sadiddy Lyle Style. Wow. You know what I'm saying? We got a song named Heat on YouTube. It got 6,000 views. It's fire.
Okay.
So, you know, them my favorite songs by me.
Rizzy Vision. I'm Rizzy Vision on YouTube. Rizzy Vision 23, no space. My favorite song, like I said, was just saying Pocket Watching that I dropped on Father's Day last year. I dropped a video, my first video for that. Period, you know what I'm saying? And then I would have to say, my second one, I got some new shit coming, you know what I'm saying? That was my first drop off, but you know what I'm saying? My second one, I would have to say one that B inspired me to go ahead and push out McB, and that was the song that I wrote for my mama. Dear Mama, thought I'd let you know, in parentheses, you know what I'm saying? Check that out. That got a lot of lyrics on it. It's got a whole, you know what I'm saying? For anybody ever lost somebody, that's for y'all, you know what I'm saying? There we go.
You're going to have to tap into that for sure. So what's on your schedule as a group or a collective for the rest of 2024, like events, performances? You got upcoming music that you guys want to promote, shout out, you know?
So our biggest thing we're working on right now is getting ready for our A&R meeting April 10th with Atlantic Records. And basically, that's our big push for the spring type feel, but we got show tomorrow. We're actually heading right after this, we're heading to the Privacy Lounge. That's a after hour spot in Pontiac, and it's their 4-year anniversary. Probably gonna hop on the mic, you feel me? Shout out to Craig Lex. He actually engineered and made Heat.
Yeah, he did.
And engineered and made a couple more of our songs, a whole tape for them and a whole tape for the whole team. But besides
Burn Money,
besides us performing today, tomorrow at A&R meeting April 10th, we also plan on getting on Summer Fest all year round. We'll
all summer. It's too cold to get on them. So catch us around in festivals, not only strutting, but rapping our shit, doing our stuff. You feel me? We're going to be all over. We were Coast to Coast Winners of Detroit. So we about to basically tap into everything we want with that and make sure, you know, we do a heavy push. This year, we're gonna really step on it.
Hell yeah.
That's dope, bro.
Hell yeah.
What's your experience like with, have you done festivals already?
Yeah, we been part of Backwoods and Bonfires. Mm.
Oh, okay.
Henny and Hamburgers.
Yeah.
So,
how is Backwoods and Bonfires?
It's dope. It's dope.
They good with the artists and stuff?
Harder every year.
Yeah. So we, when we first started working with Crowd Freak, who presents Backwoods and Bonfires and Henny and Hamburgers, we were the first Pontiac artists to win. So back when we did it, they was in the backyard. Now they got full field with an inside, outside, 3-4 stages.
I remember seeing, what year did they first start that?
2020?
Yeah, I feel like I remember seeing an advertisement or something for like the first ever one.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember the lady name that was the head. She's going crazy right now. I can't remember her name off the top. But every year they bring different artists. Like for Henny and Hamburgers, they have BFB Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm. I remember hearing about this stuff.
The last one, Cash Doll, had came out. So every year, you know, they put up-and-coming artists on the same stage with artists that's, you know, went
going
that
crazy.
First
yep, yeah,
trying
yep.
to enter that upper level of, you know.
Yeah.
Music.
Fame, yeah. Popularity, fame. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So, do you guys ever get, like, a creative block as a group or individually? Like, you know, do you ever get, like, a writer's block, or do you guys be punching in?
I'll say something on that one. I feel like when we get a creative, writer's block, or, you know what I'm saying, a creative block, you know what I'm saying, I feel like we look at each other and take what we see each other going through. One person might be flourishing at the moment, one person might be hurting, and then that person might drop a pain song, the flourishing person might drop a pump turn song, you know what I'm saying? And then we gonna get the inspiration. I feel like we pull the motivation off of each other from our everyday, you know what I'm saying, life, just life that we see from each other. That's why we call each other brothers, you know what I'm saying? And
Mafia,
stay on that mentality.
Yeah.
I don't never have writer's block.
You be punching in?
Shit,
or you be writing?
I write, man. I write. I can punch in. We can freestyle all day.
Shit, I wish I had some of my beats pulled up.
Man,
we could I wish I had a speaker.
Me some beats, huh?
Mick B will rap for hours.
I'll rap for hours, man.
I'm going to get that pen out.
I'm a Tupac fan, man. So, like, our whole thing is going to the studio with your shit ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can pump out 3 songs an hour. Cause we already know what we're doing,
yeah.
What songs we're going in and doing, come out actually not wasting studio time, mm-hmm. pushing around, get this work done type shit.
Yeah.
You're efficient.
Yeah, I keep that. Yeah. I keep that pen ready. You know, but I'm not gonna say I don't get writer's block. You know what I'm saying? You know when they say, what's the saying? Like when it get hard, stay consistent. The consistency gonna bring back the passion type. You know what I'm saying?
Probably.
So when
I
get writer's block, it's just like I keep coming back to it. You know what I'm saying? Throw on a different beat, listen to a couple of rappers. I'm like, oh, okay.
Switch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And like bro said, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to new songs by my homies like, oh, that was heat.
Yeah.
I can't go out like that. This can't be the end for me. You know what I'm saying? Because don't nobody want to get left behind. And that's how I see it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
If bro leveling up, I got to get in here and I got to like Dragon Ball Z, like Goku and Vegeta. You know what I'm saying? It's like chasing a dragon almost. Like, oh, okay, you leveled up one more. Okay. Let me go. I got it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What would you guys say your biggest weakness is as an artist that you know you could improve on or want to work on to improve on in the future or like the rest of this year per se?
Presence on stage.
Stage presence?
Yep.
And, okay.
Being able to adapt on certain stages because, you know, as artists, not always ready for certain venues.
And everybody's not going to like your music.
Yeah. Yep.
So I agree with what bro said, because, you know, everybody's not going to react the same. Yeah. But it's up to you as the artist to keep the same energy no matter what, you know?
Yeah, that's for facts. Real. That's facts. Yeah.
Have the crowd's more attention and stuff.
Yeah, so for me personally, I would say like punctuality and, you know, just like he said, like being able to handle like adversity when it comes.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you can't, you never know when it's going to happen.
Yeah. It's just a part of the demon.
Yeah. Come with the territory.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I'm hot, man. Probably just, all I know is next year I want to be, I'm this, this year is about being prepared for me, you know what I'm saying? I want to, this year I guess I want to, I would say consistency, at least 3 videos this year, you know what I'm saying? So be looking out for one of
them.
On stage, our stage presence.
Yeah, what can we
I was just asking in general, like, what's something you could work on? And just you're on the right track.
Just having everything in order so we can have more consistency. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a good lyricist. I want to work more on my lyrics. You know what I'm saying? My styles. And next year I want to be deep. I want to have everything prepared this year, and next year I be going into it. You know, with me being able to put some time and some studies into the music. You know what I'm saying? And come out of even evolve artists every year, like, as you should be leveling up every year.
Of course.
I feel like organization, I try to be tedious, I try to be on everybody, but but I know I can do a better job, you feel me? All of us can improve. Mm-hmm. And like bro was saying, like, when you see your homies leveling up, especially in the booth, and like when we shooting videos and we see, you know, the reaction we get in majority of the time. And I ain't gonna say I ain't never been to a bad reaction on stage. Everybody yelling my
name. Like, never been booed or anything.
Especially when we out of town, out of state, you know, it's more like everybody be more ready to accept, because everybody from out of town, everybody from out of state, all right, what's going on there? So I feel like we just gotta get organized. We can plan it so everybody dropping tapes once a month, but to everybody else it's once a week or every couple of days. We can make it so.
Yeah, I feel you.
You're right. But yeah, we could get organized. I just wanna make sure we start there, because that's just gonna lead us more. Once you get all this stuff and you can make time move slow for you, then you can really, you know, adapt to that and increase your workload.
Yeah.
That's why I want to get us in a slow motion state. We're moving fast to everybody else, but we slow motion. Like, dang, I feel like I ain't do nothing. We ain't hit 5 shows in the last 3-4 days, 2 interviews.
Yeah.
That's not nothing. Come on, we gotta do more.
Yeah.
You know, full week worth of stuff. We doing a whole week every month. It's just full of, but we gonna get together. Bro said don't drop too much songs. We working, planning.
I hear you. All right, I'm gonna ask each of you guys this individually. If you could make a collab album with any artist in the music industry of all time, who would it be and why?
Let's start off, baby.
I'm gonna let Rizzy start.
Shit, it would have to be, I'm gonna give you 2. I'm gonna give you 1.
Just 1, bro.
I was about to say, not 1.
Okay, no, let me see. We have a dead or alive thing later on.
Let me see. I'm gonna say, I'm gonna say Nip.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Nip because, you know what I'm saying, he came up just like all of us did, you know what I'm saying, through struggles, you know what I'm saying. Everybody gonna have adversities, you know what I'm saying, but he was one that was able to come up, you know what I'm saying, in the midst of probably 1,000,000,000 people around him, you know what I'm saying, that he had to battle off, you know what I'm saying. And he was able to come up, develop himself, you know, and be able to speak wealth to the people around him. So with wealth comes not only financially but mentally, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then that develops everything else around you, you know what I'm saying? And he put it, delivered it well into his music, so yeah.
I was going to say, I never really like tapped into Nip's catalog for real until like I didn't really know who he was until he passed.
Yeah.
But after I tapped into his catalog, like I really respected what that dude stood for, man. Same, like same, his same morals,
here.
Bro. He's got morals, bro.
Same here. As soon as I heard him, I said, "Oh man, wait a minute. He
different."
Yeah, let me. He talking about something though. You know what I'm saying? I had to go back to all. I said, "Wait, let me go back to everything." Bullets had no now. I had to start from every scratch. You know, from scratch. Like, let me go ahead and I did my research heavy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
And yeah.
Shit for me. I say, RMC Mike.
Mm.
I think me and him are drop a dog ass banger tape.
Yeah.
I just think like how they rap, like the Flint rap, I fuck with that shit heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Free Rio. You know what I'm saying? Like, and not only that, like it's more relatable.
Free Rio.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like motherfuckers be acting like, you know, what you see on a regular basis ain't your life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So. And I just think how they put it together, how they say they punchlines, like it's just like, okay,
yeah,
that's different. You
feel
me?
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like a lot of my shit, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that spice talk.
I get you.
I hear you.
Spice life.
Right now, if I could pick anybody to make a to make a tape with, I pick Dave East. I feel like
he don't get talked about a lot on this podcast.
I feel like Dave East been. He's one of the sleeping giants,
yep.
You feel me? And he just, his representation of New York, powerful to me, you feel me? The way he puts bars together, the way he mash up his music, his beat selection, it's never a dull moment when I listen to
Dave's hard.
He make me want to get in the booth and rap. When I be listening to his songs, I be like, can't believe he said that shit. I can't believe he came out. We got to go. We got to get to the studio. We gotta get it. We gotta go.
It's like a sensual being.
Man, he turned me up. He made me like. He just one of them people that he put bars in a certain way. I just be like, how do you even word that like that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why is the awkward way he words shit and put his bars just be blowing my mind? Just like, yeah. Oh my god.
It's Machiavelli again. I'm gonna go with. Loso, if you ain't know, so.
Fabulous.
That's another guy that doesn't get talked about a lot. I feel like he's so underrated or underappreciated, I should say.
I was going to say he can't be underrated.
No, he's underappreciated. Yeah, I had to correct myself.
That man got bars.
I feel like people keep him out the top 10, and he's literally been
in the game for
30 years.
They do that
he's
for
on
a reason.
Crazy run. I wanted to ask you guys, this is my personal favorite question actually, 5 dinner guests dead or alive. It doesn't have to be
Tupac.
It doesn't have to be artists.
All right, we all get 5 or
yeah, you guys all get 5. First of all, what you eating?
Okay. What we going to eat? We going to eat some fried turkey legs, some collard greens, some mashed potatoes, some cornbread. You know, we going to have a real Thanksgiving-y dinner.
Okay.
Sleepy over there.
Who?
Yeah, that'll knock my ass.
Wait. Who's sitting at your table?
With some Hennessy.
With some Hennessy.
Who's sitting at your table with you?
Definitely something.
You said with some Hennessy, too? I got Tupac. I got Bob Marley.
Mm.
I got the last Aztec Chief. I got...
I'm sampling that.
I'm hearing it now. Now that you said that on that one episode, I hear it now.
I'm a bring Mike Jack.
Mm. The legend.
Mm-hmm. You go to goats.
And, of course, I got to bring Hov.
Okay.
I'm not gonna touch that.
This all business talk.
All right, for sure.
I got my own security.
In the headphones, I heard ho, and I was like, wait, what? I heard ho. I was like, who?
It might be hover.
All right. It's Fino Corey, and what I would like to eat with my guest is hibachi.
Okay.
I love me some hibachi.
I respect that. I get it out here all the time, bro. Oh my gosh, they got little places out here in the rich Farmington Hills area. I can get some fucking hibachi.
I'm so addicted.
Yeah, that's my shit.
So I'm going to get me some hibachi, some sake, and we're going to have some fine pre-rolls in there, some jitters in there to get it going, some smooth smoke. And for my five, bro, really got to it on that one. I ain't gonna lie, but it's cool. I'm gonna get Malcolm X, Huey Newton. Then I'm gonna get Nipsey Hussle, Proof, and for my last, I'm gonna get Dr. CB, and we gonna discuss some things.
Okay, okay.
It's a good table.
It's all right.
What you thinking?
Shit, we barbecuing.
Okay.
So like barbecuing like hot dogs, hamburgers.
Or I mean, like the big barbecue. You feel me?
Like ribs, like and pulled pork.
Hot dogs. You know, we got.
It's the same, but
we got hot dogs and hamburgers.
Like, here's some hot dogs.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah,
tie
yeah.
You over.
Tight.
Beer.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but, that's fair. Yeah.
At the barbecue, it's gonna be Sexy Red, Mag the Stallion.
How we feeling about Ice Spice? She coming?
Yeah, you feel me? You gotta get the spice.
You gotta get the spice. You feel me?
Oh yeah, Big Glow, of course. Big Glow.
You ain't got one more.
Yeah, Glow. Yeah, type shit. And you know what I'm saying?
Are we going five for five?
Shit. I do like Lotto.
But you got to bring a homie, bro.
You got to put
one of the boys on, though.
Yeah.
Huh? Like, you got to put one of your boys
girls.
On.
Bring one of the homies, too. You got four girls, bro.
You know. He said, put me in it.
Put me in the game, coach.
It's going to be my homie. We're going to have a nice barbecue.
Hey, Sexy Red, you feel me? North side shit.
Time to feel the spice. What the deal?
You already know.
That's funny as hell.
We eating healthy with a little bit of fried chicken on the side. So,
what's eating healthy?
So we gonna have some baked chicken with the balsamic vinaigrette. You feel me? Probably a baked squash. Not even the baked squash. I'm sorry. Baked sweet potatoes.
Oh, okay.
Baked sweet potatoes. And you know what I'm saying, maybe some greens and probably some baked macaroni. Just, you know what I'm saying, we're going both, you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. That sounds like, it doesn't sound the most healthy, but I fuck with it. Yeah, I like it. That's the type of shit I would say in my head.
Yeah. Healthy shit for the people who want to eat healthy. And
which one are you? Which one are you?
Who's sitting at the table with you?
Yeah.
Who's sitting at the table? Five
people.
Let me see.
That we didn't name already.
Damn.
You stole Nip from him, though.
Malcolm X. It's all right. You can't use Malcolm X. Let me see. Okay, so let me see. I'll go with.
MLK still opened up.
No.
You're just.
I'm going
to go with.
You passed on him too. The fuck?
you did get my.
That's a lot of pop.
Yeah.
Pop.
I'm gonna go with 19
Keys.
Yeah. 19 Keys. I'm gonna go with let me see. I'm gonna go with Tupac.
He already got popped. He already at my house.
Right, he already ate.
He's getting seconds right now.
They about to go to Shug Club.
Yeah, he's chilling. He's in for the night.
I'm gonna go with Hennessy, Cardi B's sister. For sure. I'm gonna go with her.
Cardi, what's your sister?
That's a nice choice.
I need Henny now.
Let me go with, maybe, I'm taking back.
two more.
Three more.
Yeah.
About three?
Yeah.
Let me go with...
This question's always stumping people. Mm-hmm. I love it.
It is. It probably sucked that 15 people got taken away before you could say, yeah.
Welcome to the mafia. Better bring your mama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, I gotta bring moms. You know what I'm saying?
She could cook the meal if you want.
No, I'm a nine. Monster.
Okay. Okay.
Bring Jesus too.
No,
I'm telling you. What?
He was at my table when I had my episode. Hey,
I ain't gonna lie. That's one person I forgot about.
Yeah, he had JFK too.
Yeah, man. Yeah, JFK was the. I ain't gonna lie, I like JFK.
Yeah,
he did some good things.
Yeah, he kind of lost his mind though.
I mean, they say that. They also say Kanye lost his mind.
I mean, but like
he's not talking.
But
about
like
that.
JFK, like literally lost, like it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like a fucked up
job. Yeah, he did. Yeah,
nah. You guys get it?
He's still stuffed over here.
They didn't lose it. They found it.
He lost it.
He lost it. They found it though.
Give me. I take most death.
Mm.
Most death. That's nice.
And one more.
I don't like how he talked about Drake like that. You feel me? I don't like the Drake disrespect.
100. Sorry, six God.
Give me Royce da 5'9".
Royce da 5'9".
That's a legend right there.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's my.
Okay.
My next question I have for you guys is, if you could only listen to one album for the rest of your life, an album with no skips, start to finish, what album is that? Can't be one of your own.
That would be, for me, probably be, it'll be one of Wiz Khalifa mixtapes. It'll have to be, I'm going to say, not Taylor Knights. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Taylor Knights.
Okay.
We got Taylor Gang up there. We got Taylor Gang up there.
Yeah, my bad, Taylor Arterdice. That's the one I'm thinking about. Taylor Arterdice.
Arterdice.
I mean, then still he came out with two. Why?
But I love Arterdice. I can go with everyone off of that one. I believe.
Chris of the City.
What you got?
I'm gonna go with. All Eyes on Me.
That's a classic.
Great answer.
That's two CDs.
Yep.
Okay, say you got that.
He found the loophole.
Okay. This is very tough. This is crazy. It's not that crazy, though. Give me Victory Lap by Nipsey. I can bang that. Actually...
It is crazy.
Wow. Because I love Crenshaw. I love Slauson. Yeah, I take Victory Lap. Shout out Nip. Marathon continues. I can listen to that every day. I don't get it. That still heat me up.
I'm going ESTG, Mad. No skips.
No skips.
I feel like he's underrated, too.
Yeah.
That boy get me geek. I don't know.
No, he's hard.
That boy
he's
get
hard.
My blood boiling. Like, they really thought they, okay, they ain't better than me, though.
I feel like his deal has something to do with that more than everything.
Could be.
He is with a lot of people who are doing their thing, you feel me, in the same group.
Yeah. Our final question. If you had a gun to your head and you got to sing every lyric to a song in order to stay alive...
Can't be one of yours.
What song are you singing?
Or one of your homies.
One of them classics. What you going to?
Any of you got, like, you like right away? Got the answer? No?
I got mine.
Do you?
I got mine. Let me see. Y'all remember when Lil Wayne was doing the... like the no ceiling type thing, like rapping over.
Yeah.
Remember when he did Upgrade You? The Beyonce beat?
I don't know if I heard him on that one, though.
Listen, every lyric.
I'm sure if I heard it, I'd probably.
It's fire.
Wayne any lyric and any song fire, man.
Wayne's
Wayne,
one of the goats, bro.
Wayne
man,
might be the goat.
No, that's
scary. Yeah,
that's my shit.
Word to word. And I'm just gonna say,
yeah.
It's up top.
Bow! He's gone. He's gone.
I'm just gonna say anything from Wiz. I'm a big Wiz fan.
Okay.
No. You gotta give a song, bro. You gotta give a song. You listen to you feel me?
You gotta give one. To be fair, the guy's not giving you a choice.
I'm
like, to be honest, like in the scenario, the dude's holding the gun. You gotta rap. You know?
I'm gonna go with,
if you can't rap the first start of the song, you can't even say it. How about that?
It doesn't have to be a rap song either. It could be any song.
I know, but you pick a rapper.
Yeah, like I picked Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Everyone knows that song. You know?
Someone said happy birthday one time.
That's not a bad take.
I'm gonna let y'all go.
Oh, no, I'm playing. You got killed. You said you got killed. You're dead. You're gone. Adios.
I can't think.
See ya.
I'm so high. I'm high.
You can't think.
Wow, he's gone. He's down. He's gone. He's
damn,
dead.
That's a shame. All right, Pete.
All right, Life Online. I'm singing ABCs.
Lame.
I'm taking an easy Ray out because
I think he might just hit you with the gun.
I'd be like,
that's fine. Ah, thank you for my life.
Pick a different song.
If I can't go the easy route,
wow. After
rolling, Wiz Khalifa.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right?
Beach house wish for bottles of champagne for these beach house bitches.
Okay.
Ain't nothing me, the morning boy, been about. Throwing hunts on the floor, tell them.
As soon as you say, probably be too late, I'm not gonna lie. You probably would have already pulled
it. He'd be like, yeah.
You good.
He's like, good.
That's more than you did. You already in heaven. I'm ready.
No, I really, that's really how he started the song. He said, you can see the block is getting
tough decision.
He said,
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Not even the national
that's
anthem.
Crazy.
I even know this by heart right there. I used to do this. For 3 years and a half.
You said 3 years and a half.
I hate it when they make us all come outside and go and look at the flag. Yeah. Oh my God.
Y'all do outside?
They made us do that.
Like in school, you're saying?
Yeah.
You should just have to stand up in our class.
Yeah, because
we were just standing up. We had a flag.
When school started, they brought us
damn.
Every class had a flag. Yeah. There were some days where I remember maybe in early elementary school doing something like that. But yeah, not every day.
Bro.
some days it's
hey,
whoa.
You will not pledge your allegiance to no one.
You pledge your allegiance to me. Till you're out of my house, I have parental rights over you. You know this?
Legally. We're not celebrating the government no more. That's a no-no.
You make your own decisions.
We don't even know
what
they're doing right now.
The world's in a crazy state right now, man.
Oh, we can't even get into all
that. Yeah, let's not.
You can save that for another time.
They might try to hunt me down.
Or you can save that for another time. But no,
they really gonna find us.
Yeah, for
look,
real.
They already tried to recruit me in the Secret Service and shit. I'm like, oh, no. We got him.
Well, I do want to thank you guys for coming on.
Yeah, for real.
No, obviously, for having us.
Obviously, coming in here, didn't know you guys at all, but I mean, you guys are cool as hell, man. Thank you guys for coming on.
Yeah, it was dope.
Wishing you guys nothing but the best of luck with the music going forward. I hope we get to stay in touch, you know, keep collaborating,
for sure,
keep working.
For sure.
Yeah,
we're going to be back in here for sure, especially trying to test out y'all's studio.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I heard you do the one mics. I heard.
Yep. Talk to them.
So, yeah,
I make beats too. So if you guys need, anything,
we gonna tap in all the way. We gonna fill it all out.
We'll share each other's accounts and numbers and whatnot.
Yeah,
social media.
Yeah, we gonna go all the way up together. Like, it's gonna be when we get up there. They be like, dang, why they go to them for nothing? Because we already went to them.
I won one of my bets. So let's fucking go.
That's how you end it.
Splash. He said that's how you end it. Well, like I said, thank you guys for coming on and wishing you guys nothing but the best luck. All their stuff, links will be in the description.
Yeah.
Go check it out. Also, we're streaming on Apple and Spotify podcast, so go check that out if that's your way of listening. Yeah, links will be in the description. You guys got any shout-outs? You want to shout-out anyone?
Shout King Skunk, shout TC Top Class. Go tap into the rest of the homies. You feel me? School Major down to ATL and Astro in Kentucky. Well, all my affiliated. You feel me? We stretched out. We making our way across the USA.
And shout-out to my kids.
Shout out to the babies, man.
Shout out to our kids.
Shout out Bubba, happy birthday. Shout out Pontiac. You know what I'm saying? Pontiac, Michigan. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Farmington, Detroit. You know what I'm saying? We all. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Michigan.
The dirty gloves. We in the dirty gloves.
We all hustling out here. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, shout out us and shout out the kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For sure. Well.
All right,
that's wrapping it up.
Appreciate y'all.
Like, comment, subscribe, and we'll catch you guys next Sunday. Peace out.